Bonjour everyone. I'm from HEP Switzerland, and with me today I have Reshmi from Christ University Bengaluru, India.
Namaste. Today we will be talking about globalization, multinational classrooms, and the different religions and ethnicity at school.
We also have on air Antoine from HEP Switzerland and Tina from Christ University Bengaluru, who will be talking about alternative education. But don't worry, they are really nice. First, let's enjoy the Swiss reggae with Naja Vibes, Positive Action.
Me and my two feet, we're walking down the street. I look up his corner and roll the mimita. Say, yo, what's up, king? Listen what him bring.
I'm in a mood, mood of this kind of mood. You know you're gonna do good. Some positive action brings satisfaction in every situation. Action brings reaction.
Every action carries reaction. Now it's the time to walk the same direction. Every action brings reaction. Step by step to the same destination.
The point is to give and after receive. The thing is to live and keep on staying active. Positive action in that the conscience we mean. Love, solidarity are there from the beginning. You sing,
old man, youth man, poor man, rich man, sick man, sad man. Everyone need a helping hand. Positivity is what we defend. And the best thing in life, just go and tell your friend.
Just go and tell your friend that love and happiness are the real anthem. Living together, working hand in hand. Raldo and Naja Vibes, we are come now for chant.
Chant for the action, chant for reaction. Chant for reggae music on the radio station.
Reggae for the people,
uplift the nation.
Music is the action,
a positive vibration.
Every action carry reaction. Now it's the time to walk the same direction. Every action brings reaction. People of the world need some more good vibration.
Action, reaction, and this is a confusion. Take a smile, your action is the solution. Who are the right, who are the wrong in this situation? Working for peace and love and vibration. Go! Everything you do make the world feel better. Plant more trees, have to push up the nature. Big up your brother, big up your sister. We have to make a change right now.
Oh, time is the master. Don't wait another day. Action with a pun. Them mad. Open your eyes and see what I want. Children, tell them.
Them mad.
Again and again and again, tell them.
Them mad.
Tell it to the corrupted government.
Them mad.
Positive action, ye the children sent.
Would you know you're gonna do good? Some positive action brings satisfaction in every situation. Action brings reaction. I'm in a mood. That is a kind of. Would you know you're gonna do good? Some positive action brings satisfaction in every situation. Action brings reaction.
Every action carry reaction. Now is the time to walk the same direction. In this ya jungle, we are the lions. We are rebels. Positive action. Every action carry reaction.
Every action.
But the world needs some more good vibration.
This
is a jungle. We are the lions. Step by step.
Les mots deviennent de plus en plus petits.
Let's make it our oyster.
And learn to live in harmony.
Mais que devient l'école?
And globalization.
Hello, Maud. Can I tell you how glad I am to be here in Lausanne with HEP students for the Namaste project? Really gives us a feel of the spirit of our project, doesn't it?
Yes, Reshmi. The spirit of the Namaste project is to feel how multicultural exchange can be a very positive experience.
Indeed, we as teachers today are engaged in global classrooms and we meet students from all different walks of life.
Yes, did you know, Reshmi, that we have 242,000 foreign students here in our obligatory school?
Wow. I think maybe Switzerland has a fair share of the 138,000 Indian students that left India in 2013, as per the UNESCO statistics.
We don't have a lot of Indian people in Switzerland. We have Portuguese, Italian, Albanian people. But how is it in India?
Well, India does not have too many foreign students. We have a very nominal percentage of international students from Tibet, Nigeria, Kenya and other African countries. However, in our college, the Christ University, we have students from 40 different countries. Not a big number, but it's a fair representation. Okay, so tell me the story about why you have multinational classrooms.
People like Italian and Portuguese came because we needed workforce for our factories. For them, it was better for the salary. But for Albanian and Serbian, it's really different. They came because their country was stricken with war. So, is it a good thing that you export so many students?
That is debatable. Students leave the country for quality higher education and work opportunities that offer better pay and a better standard of living. The country does lose some of its top minds, but it's not a big issue presently. How many students do you send abroad?
Not a lot of students are going abroad. Only 2,814 students left in 2012, as per the mobility statistic published by the Foundation for Federal Cooperation. And additionally, the students leave for a short period of time, like 6 months. And it's mostly for higher level education. Most of them are going to Germany, France, UK, Spain and Sweden. For Sweden, they go mostly for exchange program because they have a really great education system. But what about you?
The top choices for Indian students to migrate are the UK, US, Canada and Australia. These countries are chosen as it is more viable for employment during the study, as well as getting placements post-production. We do have a sizable youth population, and it is predicted that the Indian presence across classrooms worldwide will only go up. What are the sentiments of the Swiss people to the influx of international students in their classroom?
Most of the students and teachers are really open-minded. We will hear about that in the interview now. We went to the school and asked 3 primary school students about the multinational classroom and if they faced any issues in such a global classroom. We start by asking the country of origin and their names.
D'où venez les filles?
Du Portugal.
La France.
Du Brésil.
Du Maroc.
Italie.
Albanie.
Serbie.
Turquie.
Allemagne.
Kosovo.
Libye.
Suisse.
Kosovo.
Italie.
Suisse.
Comment tu t'appelles?
Je m'appelle Sophia.
Sophia et toi?
Naomi.
Et y a-t-il beaucoup de nationalités différentes dans votre classe?
Oui. Moi, je viens du Portugal. Et puis,
Il y a Sarah qui vient du Brésil.
Est-ce que des fois vous avez des difficultés avec les différentes cultures?
Des fois, on n'a pas la même religion.
Pas la même religion et des fois ça pose des problèmes?
Oui.
Oui, dans la classe?
Oui, des fois.
Et est-ce que vous avez déjà eu un élève qui est arrivé au milieu de l'année?
Oui.
D'une autre classe ou bien directement dans notre pays?
Dans notre pays et d'une autre classe.
Il est allemand.
Et il parlait français quand il est arrivé ou pas du tout?
Oui.
Et il n'a pas eu de problème dans la classe à
s'intégrer?
Des fois. Comme quoi?
Comme le français, mais les maths, il était fort.
Maintenant, il est encore là?
Il va partir, je crois, cette année.
Il va repartir?
Oui.
D'accord.
Alors, je suis avec Raphaël, d'une classe de 5e année. Et y a-t-il beaucoup de nationalités dans ta classe?
Ça va.
Ça va? T'arrives à m'en dire quelques-unes que tu connais?
Portugal.
Toi, tu viens d'où?
Portugal et Brésil. Mais je parle mieux français que ces deux pays.
D'accord. Et alors, comment tu t'appelles?
Zoël.
T'es en combien de tiens?
5e.
Y a-t-il beaucoup de différentes nationalités dans ta classe, Zoël?
Oui. Le croate.
Oui. Et toi, t'es de quelle nationalité?
Pakistan.
Et est-ce que des fois, t'as des difficultés, tu rencontres des difficultés à t'entendre avec d'autres cultures?
Oui.
Dans la classe.
Parce que parfois, ils me forcent à manger des saucisses de porc.
Puis, est-ce que t'arrives à quand même trouver un moyen de vous entendre ou ils respectent pas ce que tu veux, ce que tu crois?
Oui, un moyen.
Comment vous avez fait pour...
Moi, je leur dis que j'ai pas envie de manger et puis après, ils me laissent parfois.
Parfois, mais pas toujours?
Non.
Pas toujours. Puis quand ils te laissent pas, tu fais quoi?
Je pars parfois.
In these interviews, the children say that there are a lot of nationalities in the classroom, like Portugal, France, Serbia, Brazil, and so much more. They add that sometimes they face difficulties with the different cultures and often with the different religions. One of the girls explained that other students try to force her to eat pork, which is not a part of her. There are challenges with integration that will be discussed in the next following segment, but the overall perspective is positive. What do you think of globalization, Reshmi?
I think globalization cannot be avoided. The world's shrinking, and we will be part of multinational and multicultural classrooms. This allows for the sharing of ideas and learning to live together, which is an important pillar of learning as per UNESCO. What do you think, Maud?
I have the same opinion as you. In classroom, it's important to share about cultures, religion and way of thinking. It results in a more wholesome experience for both the teachers and the students with the wide confluence of thought and ideas.
Quite like the time we are having in this exchange program, Radio Namaste.
Yes, I learned a lot with this experience, especially with the different styles of working. I had to adapt to the Indian style of working, sharing about the difference in our cultures and the way each of us think. It made me mature in my approach to think, and India was a really colorful experience. And I'm guessing you're having a similar experience here in Switzerland.
Yes, Switzerland has been an amazing experience. There has been a lot of learning for me here too, especially your precision and orderliness.
So cheers to the globalization and multinational classrooms. Let us celebrate with some mixed world music from the countries Germany, Korea, Portugal, Africa, Mongolia and Spain.
Followed by some interviews of Swiss students sharing their views about multicultural or multinational education.
Stay tuned!
Manchmal will ich einfach klein sein und ich weiß nicht, wie das geht. Manchmal kann der Tag gemein sein, ohne dass man was erlebt. Manchmal will ich einfach klein sein und ich weiß nicht, wie das geht. Manchmal kann der Tag gemein sein. Manchmal
me corta la respiración. Cuando tú me miras se me sube el corazón. Y en un silencio tu mirada dice mil palabras. La noche en la que te suplico que no salga el sol.
Bailando, bailando, bailando. Los corpos vacío, un lienzo vacío, esperando amor.
Io giuella ba, they know my story. From old dog studio, I be hustle to work. Hey, io giuella ba, me and city. From old dog studio, we been hustle to work. Hey, io giuella ba, my people dead, yeah. My people suffer. Them they pray for blessing. Hey, you do it like a oh, my people.
Kitten yalla bulgen ayosana sanyay. Kiregen ogaga solaga.
Dices que éramos felices, todo ya pasó, todo ya pasó. Sé que te corté las alas, él te hizo volar, él te hizo soñar.
students from the same school about nationalities and what they think about having different cultures in the classroom. Je suis avec deux élèves de 5e.
Moi, je m'appelle Mathéo.
Et moi, Florent.
Est-ce qu'il y a beaucoup de nationalités différentes dans votre classe?
Oui, moi, il y en a qui sont portugais, il y en a qui sont albanais. Il y en a, il est allemand. Moi, je viens de la Suisse. Mon papy, il est italien et ma mamie, elle est française.
Moi, je suis albanais.
Est-ce que des fois, vous avez déjà eu un élève qui est arrivé au milieu de l'année dans votre classe?
Oui, oui. Bah, en fait, il a tout le monde qu'il devait le montrer où c'était la classe, la colonne et la cour.
Il venait d'une autre classe ou d'un autre pays?
D'un autre pays.
D'un pays, quel pays, tu sais?
L'un qui est venu de Macédonie.
Et toi, Mathéo?
Il y en a un, il s'appelle Gustavo, il est portugais. Quand il était petit, il avait fait un petit peu au Portugal l'école. Puis après, il est venu à Vinay au milieu de quatrième quand on était à Lézin.
Et ça s'est passé comment quand il est arrivé dans la classe?
Il arrivait un petit peu bien à parler. On devait beaucoup l'aider. Mais sinon, après, il arrivait mieux à parler. Et puis maintenant, il est encore ici en Suisse.
Et il s'est vite bien intégré dans la classe?
Oui.
Toi aussi?
Oui.
Est-ce que c'est intéressant qu'il y a comme ça un élève qui vient de l'étranger? Ça vous a apporté quelque chose?
Moi, oui, parce que comme ça, on peut connaître les autres. On peut se faire plus d'amis. Puis on peut apprendre à connaître d'où il vient. Puis voir ce qu'il a fait d'autre aussi avant qu'il vienne ici.
For this interview, Matteo and Florent explained that when someone from another country comes in the classroom during the year, they have to show him how the class works and help him to adjust himself. They also add that they don't have problem to be integrated in the class. Matteo said that he likes having different nationalities and culture in the classroom. He can have more friends and learn more about the different countries.
Welcome back to Dance Stage USA. Our next song is Sia's Cheap Thrills. Have you heard the song?
Yes, I have.
And what do you think?
I think it's got a good beat and you can dance to it.
Sounds swell. Let's listen now.
Up with it, girl. Rock with it, girl. Show them it, girl. Ba-da-bang, bang. Bounce with it, girl. Dance with it, girl. Get with it, girl. Ba-da-bang, bang.
Come on, come on. Turn the radio on. It's Friday night and I won't be long. Gotta do my hair, put my makeup.
To the floor and make me see your energy because me not play no hide and seek. Office is the thing you ever make me feel weak, girl. Free! Cause anytime I whine and catch it, the selector pull it up and put it for repeat, girl. Me not touch a dollar in my pocket, cause nothing in this world ain't more than what you worth.
I don't need no money.
You worth more than diamond, more than gold.
As long as I can feel the beat.
Make the beat just take control.
I don't need. As long as I keep dancing.
Free up yourself, get out of control.
Baby, I don't need.
Namaste. Radio Namaste.
Keep playing.
Keep listening.
And have fun.
Radio Namaste.
Bonjour, Tina. Our Namaste project is almost done in Switzerland. And what do you think about it? Do you think that you have learned something with this project? And what do you think about this way of learning?
Bonjour. I'm sad the project is coming to an end. Switzerland is a beautiful place, but the weather was too cold. A bit too cold, maybe? What I've seen here is that the class strength in school is really less as compared to the Indian classrooms. I could teach such a class comfortably. The students are encouraged to do everything on their own, from writing their own dialogues in the English class to dissection of the pork eye in the science class, which I think is a fun and interesting way to learning in schools. There is also learning happening outside the classrooms. The kindergarten kids are taken for mountain camps to learn more about the nature, the animals, and what I observed there was that they could manage themselves with minimal supervision and they were free to do their own things.
I agree, Tina. Experiential learning is a great way to learn, I think. Autonomy is the focus of these activities and it's let them construct and develop specific knowledge also. We have run out our time in Switzerland now with this Namaste project. The end is the beginning of a new journey. I hope other capsules will be made together for the Namaste radio after surviving germ of cold and sickness. Your body has learned to survive against European germs or to live with it. It was quite the same when we Swiss people were in India. What we have seen and learned there, we don't know all repercussions it would have and how we change with this experience. I know that I will remember this project. Perhaps it will be the thing that I will remember the most of the HEP. We have also a lot of interesting courses and seminars in HEP. Sometimes it's hard to figure it in the reality, and such projects keep the motivation level up and make it concrete.
Yeah, I agree with you. I would remember this project a lot. This is a great way of teaching autonomy to the students, where learning happens in different environments, rather than just sitting in the classroom like how it is in generally in India, where the teacher speaks and the students listen. Here, the teacher allows them to take their own decisions and are free to learn what they want. This is something I would love to incorporate in the schools in India, as it helps the students to think deeply on particular concepts. In fact, India is already there on the throes of project-based and experiential learning. There are always many centers of learning throughout the country that are promoting activity-based educations. But you mentioned something about the constraints in this way of alternative education. Would you like to tell more about the constraints?
Yes. I think that teachers have to plan, adapt activities in connection with the environment and align it with the curriculum. That's perhaps why they propose a lot of different activities to choose from. And now, let's listen to Alias, a Swiss group, and afterwards we have interview of pupils from an autumn camp.
L'horizon ne touche ni les vagues ni le vent qui souffle. Quand au loin les phares se couchent, sans un mot des mots de terre s'essoufflent. Sur le fil de nos silences, on sème à l'évidence à contresens. Regarde. Et si tu regardes le bout de ton nez, alors qui regarde dans les alizés, dans les alizés?
de mer. Pour Noël, un peu de neige qui tombe à ta place en teddy bear. Soigne les misères de mon monde sur le fil de nos rancœurs. On se perd à l'évidence.
Alors, je suis avec Raphaël, d'une classe de 5e année. Quelles sont les activités que tu aimes bien faire lors de sorties scolaires ou de camps ?
Voir des musées ou aller au parc.
Au parc ? Et est-ce que tu voudrais faire l'école complètement à l'extérieur ?
Oui.
Oui ? Tu sais pourquoi ? Pourquoi tu voudrais faire comme ça ?
Parce que c'est un peu ennuyant quand on travaille tout le temps.
Quand tu travailles tout le temps ? Je suis avec deux élèves de 5e.
Moi, je m'appelle Mathéo.
Et moi, Florent.
Mathéo, qu'est-ce que tu penses des classes spéciales comme les camps, les classes à l'extérieur, comme dans la forêt ?
Je trouve c'est bien, on découvre d'autres choses qu'on peut pas faire où on habite, ou quand on va à Les Uns, on va dans la forêt, on voit des animaux. Comme l'autre jour, on a vu un écureuil qui a sauté d'un arbre et puis il a réussi à sauter sans tomber. Et puis moi, j'ai trouvé que c'était trop cool d'être un écureuil.
Quelles sont les activités que vous aimez bien faire lorsque vous sortez en camp ou en sortie ?
Moi, j'aime bien parce que quand on sort en sortie, on s'amuse avec les copains.
Je trouve qu'en fait, on trouve des animaux comme hier. On a trouvé un cerf, on a trouvé des chèvres, des ânes. Ils étaient mignons.
Et est-ce que vous voudriez faire l'école complètement à l'extérieur ? Ça veut dire ne pas aller dans une salle de classe ?
J'aime bien les deux parce que dedans, on apprend en classe des nouvelles choses qu'on n'avait pas encore apprises l'année passée. Et puis que dehors, on découvre la nature, comment elle a changé depuis le temps.
Antoine, you have explained that those kids had appreciated to learn things from the nature on the field directly. They also have said that it's good to be in the classroom. Thank you, Antoine, for this discussion on alternative education.
Children like to learn. I'm so glad to hear their happiness to be in a camp and also in class for learning.
Okay, folks, we now have for you a Hindi song, Befikra, and hope you enjoy it as much as we do.
Namaste!
Buongiorno! Namaskara!
Ni hao!
Buenji!
Salamat pagi!
Welcome!
Bon dia!
Bonjour!
Namaskaram!
Radio Namaste!
Namaste!
पिराना दिल से दुनिया का क्या है पता है फकीरा दिल ये खुदा भी मिल जाए तो क्या काफी राना दिल से दुनिया का क्या है पता है फकीरा दिल ये खुदा भी मिल जाए तो क्या थोड़ी मनमानिया हो थोड़ी हो शरारतें भी थोड़ी जरा थोड़ी बेईमानियां हो दूर परेशानियां हो जाके
उड़ने लगा दिल तेरी हवा में, जीने लगा है तेरी अदा में, उड़ने लगा दिल तेरी हवा में, जीने लगा है तेरी अदा में, हो हो
blame, I need a hero to find, I think I'm going insane, I think I'm losing my mind, I need a villain to blame, I need a hero to find.
Zara, Zara, kareeb se aaja tujhe main jiyu, khuli khuli hai dil,
Le mot devient de plus en plus petit.
Let's make it our oyster.
And learn to live in harmony.
Mais que devient l'école?
And globalization.
You're back with me, Tina.
And me, Antoine. We are now halfway through our show, where we will now talk about integration of multiculturalism and different religion in classroom.
Followed by some information shared by Maud and Reshmi on teaching and learning resources. So, as we heard from Maud and Reshmi in the previous chronicle about the multinational culture in schools, here in India we have a different concept of multi-religion classes. If I must get deeper and more complicated, we have different religions, different castes, creed and sects, which is basically different types of people and classes with very different cultural backgrounds. Do you have something similar in Switzerland?
You mean apart from different cultures due to different nationalities? Not so much. Give me some statistical figures to understand the landscape of cultural differences in India.
Even though there is a majority of Hindus in India, we can see that there is a mix of different religions in the classes. In India, there are 79% Hindus, 14% Muslims, 2% Christians and 1% Sikh population, and other religions including Buddhism, Jainism, etc.
Ah, I can see the reason for the cultural differences in India. This brings us to a very important aspect of all this discussion about globalization, the need for integration in the classroom.
I agree. Just to clarify, cultural integration is a form of cultural exchange in which one group assumes the beliefs, practices and rituals of another group without sacrificing the characteristics of its own culture. Am I right?
Yeah. I'm not so experienced of integration of pupils in classroom, but my family had the issue of immigration. My parents did not speak the language of the teachers. When I was a child, it was difficult to me to understand why there are different cultures, different religion, and different habits. We have interviewed two teachers from the primary school who have experiences with multicultural classes.
Yes, but before this interview, let's have a world mix song for our listeners here. The languages that you would have the chance to listen to would be Italian, Moroccan, Irish, Russian, Chinese, and English. Enjoy!
Magari un giorno avremo un posto anche nascosto, pur distante dalle tante stanterie in cui riposano gli amori ormai in disuso, quelli non storici di cui nessuno parlerà. Rivela il tuo sorriso in una stella, se vorrai, per stasera andrebbe bene anche così.
Je pense qu'on a fait, et nous, les enseignants, un pas vers cette multiculturalité. Et les familles ont appris à vivre aussi ensemble dans un nouveau pays, ce qui est forcément pas évident. Qui fait qu'on doit trouver des solutions des fois un petit peu plus originales que celle d'avoir toujours un peu le même type d'élèves. Tandis que là, ça, on n'est jamais tranquille, je dirais. Aussi au niveau de l'enseignement, au niveau... des relations et des habitudes, des traditions. Et là, je pense qu'on a appris beaucoup de nos élèves et de leurs familles, comme eux ont dû venir vers quelque chose de nouveau pour eux.
Donc justement, comment vous gérez cette multiculturalité dans votre enseignement ? De quelle façon vous mettez en place des mesures pour qu'ils s'intègrent bien aussi dans la classe ?
Mais comme ce sont des élèves qui parlent français, entre eux, ils sont même pas, ils savent peut-être même pas des fois qu'ils sont de cultures différentes. C'est surtout au niveau de la religion que ça nous pose un problème, les musulmans, les chrétiens. Mais au niveau des cultures, moi je trouve pas qu'il y a énormément de problèmes.
Moi j'ai l'impression qu'on a des enfants. Et puis ils sont tous uniques, et puis on doit gérer surtout cette différence-là, ouais, plus qu'une différence culturelle, quoi. Voilà.
Je suis d'accord avec, c'est peut-être les parents qui changent, parce qu'on a de la peine à avoir des contacts des fois avec les parents, parce que les parents, eux, ne parlent pas français. Alors on a souvent des réunions où on doit prendre un interprète pour qu'on puisse discuter avec les parents. Mais généralement, les enfants se débrouillent très bien. Je pense qu'il y a plus de problèmes en enfantine chez les petits. Les tout petits, je pense, là, ils sont déjà quand même relativement grands. Donc, ils gèrent bien. Et puis, on a surtout des problèmes aussi par rapport aux fêtes. À Noël, par exemple, on sait déjà plus s'il faut faire Noël ou pas parce qu'on a autant de musulmans que de chrétiens dans la classe. Ce genre de choses comme ça. Mais autrement, franchement, je trouve que il y a vraiment une bonne entente entre eux et puis il n'y a pas tellement de problèmes de conflits à cause de leur culture différente. Les conflits, il y en a de toute façon, mais c'est pas dû à leur culture.
Radio Namaste. Keep playing.
Keep listening.
And have fun.
Radio Namaste.
Welcome back. From the interview, it's seen that the teachers get to learn more about the diversity and the cultures, but also face some difficulty in managing a multicultural class. There is also a problem of languages, mostly in the kindergarten level, as the parents who don't understand French. They have to have a translator with them to understand what the teacher says. Despite these small constraints, the teachers are trying to integrate different cultures together so that there is harmony in the schools and classrooms. These differences allow the students to get exposed to different languages and cultures existing in the world. For the teachers, the individual differences of each student is more important rather than their cultural differences.
It seems that differences are enriching the practice of teachers. The kids who grow up in this multicultural environment prepare themselves to be global citizens.
That's true. Antoine, do you think that the teachers are able to inculcate the intercultural awareness among the students?
Ooh, it's a hard question, Tina. Teachers can sensitize the pupils to respect each other. Van der Broek said that the acceptation of others and their differences need to be justified because sometimes there is the fear to betray his own culture when we accept others. Teachers can explain the value of foreign culture and teachers can give them also tools for expressing their personality and their culture. Teachers manage the cultural exchange. The goal is integration and development of all pupils. To understand other cultures helps to understand the construction of our culture. Abdallah Prissel-Henry agreed that it is good to know that conflict exists because local culture is the dominant position to foreign cultures. In regard of this, a collaboration needs to be established. The efforts are in the both sides. Foreigners have to make the effort to learn local language and habits. The local group have to reduce obstacles against their integration and welcome and open their mind to differences of others with dignity and without fears. So, Tina, in India, like everywhere, lots of religions live together. I know that it is need to avoid tension between them. Would you like to tell our listener how do teachers in India promote secular classroom?
Of course. I agree with you, Antoine. Schools are the places where we see integration of different cultures. India is a multi-religious, multi-linguistic, multi-ethnic and a multi-regional civilization. Therefore, secularism is the only way out when every religion and religious community will get the much-needed space to survive and respect each other. Education is considered to be the best agent for the promotion of secularism in India. Education provides the opportunity to practice the principle of Sarvadharma Sambhavna, which means equal respect to all religions. The teachers have it in their code of conduct that they cannot discriminate any child based on the religion, caste or creed and must treat every child equally. The co-curricular activities of pupils at schools aim at promoting harmony and cooperation among different groups and respect for each other's cultures. The bodies, such as the National Council of Education Research and Training, prepare textbooks for schools which emphasize values that are consistent with their secular ideals. So, in conclusion, by saying that even though there is a lot of diversity in the schools, the teachers ensure that there is unity in diversity in the classrooms. By celebrating differences, we make the world a better place to live in.
Thank you, Tina, for sharing with us your culture of your country. And I hope this cultural exchange will continue. So, Tina, let's enjoy a song of Pascal Rinaldi.
Il faut qu'on se frôle, il faut qu'on se touche. you're back with me, Reshmi and Maud. What are we talking about now?
Teaching and learning requires a lot of planning, coordination and strategy. The digital age offers us a plethora of tools and applications that help us get more effective in the business of teaching and learning. But many teachers do not seem to be using this productively enough. Often, we don't seem to know about them at all.
Or there is a reticence to use these tools, maybe. Technology, while convenient, seems to be the last choice for many teachers. But with global classrooms and a digital world, it's imperative we start using technology and use it well. So, today we will list some tools that are a good place to start.
Let's get started with some social learning tools. We'll use the power of social media to allow teachers and students alike to collaborate online for the purpose of education.
First up, we have Wikispaces. Share lessons, media and other materials online with your students or let them collaborate to build their own educational wikis.
And next, we have Pinterest, where you can pin just about any image you find interesting on this site. But many teachers are using it as a place to collect great lesson plans, projects, and inspirational materials.
We also have EduBlogs, which offer a safe and secure place to set up your blogs for yourself or your classroom.
Along with this, we have several more applications like Edmodo, Skype, Schoology, OpenStudy.
Okay, Maud, do you have any tools for learners specifically?
Yes, we have plenty actually. Starting with Khan Academy, have you heard about it?
Oh yes! I even plan my lessons seeing some of their tools. They have an excellent collection of math, science and finance lectures or quizzes to supplement their classroom materials.
Right. We have more fun apps like Socrative, which is available for computers, mobile devices and tablets, where the student response system engages students through games and exercise on any devices they have on hand. Even better, teachers can easily assess students' progress and track grades.
Hey, this is similar to carrot sticks for mathematics-based games.
Or the popular GoMat here in Switzerland.
And GeoGebra, which make math seem less abstract for students. Okay, I'd like you to tell me about one more such tool, the Google Cardboard, that seems to be widely spoken about these days. What's the deal with that?
Google Cardboard allows teachers and students to learn a concept by immersing into the virtual reality. With a basic smartphone and an inexpensive virtual reality kit and several VR apps, this allows for several educational concepts to be taught easily and in an interactive manner.
That is so wildly imaginative. Must be a fun class to incorporate it in. Okay, learners are done. What's there for us teachers?
We have many, many, many lesson planning tools such as BlendSpace, TeacherFace Teachers.
We also have Prezi that allows for superlative presentations to be created for the class. Wordle to create stunning word clouds, a great complement for any language lesson. And Quizlet, which makes it easy for teachers to create study tools for students, especially flashcards that make memorizing important information a snap.
We also have Google Docs to organize and collaborate over online documents and YouTube where we could create video content for our lessons, even get some pre-made content that will help to teach different concepts.
TED videos that allow for so much idea sharing and fabulous tips on presentation, or Google Earth that lets us view the details of a topography of a place without even having to visit it.
I would like to add some more interesting apps and tools that make our lives easier, like Evernote, Dropbox, Google Education Apps and Audioboo, that allow us to organize ourselves and manage our digital content effectively.
What a time to live in! We have the tools and we have the mindset.
Yes, so viva la education!
Let us now listen to one of my favorite Bollywood tracks, Ek Junoon from the movie Zindagi Na Milegi Dobara.